Oh, goodness, that was a rough night. Come here and let me snuggle with you and warm up a little, please. It's been such a long and tedious night in court, and I could just die again. Do you mind if I tell you a bit about it? I normally wouldn't, but one of the cases might affect us in the long run. Thank you, my love. Well, the first case involved rights over abandoned property that the legal owner and the landowner refused to pay to do anything with, and it was a complete and utter mess. The judge eventually ruled that the owner of the abandoned property had to pay to have it removed within a fortnight, and my client, the landowner, will have to pay to have the land restored on his own. No one is completely happy, but at least the matter is taken care of, and everyone can move on and start throwing parties again instead of throwing shade. And to think, it didn't take hundreds of years like it did back in the old days. Yeah, I'm amazed it didn't drag on a few more years, actually. The way they were glaring at each other. But that was surprisingly the easy case. Oh, once that was settled, I had to rush over to the other courthouse. The big one. The case between the two elder vampires and that blood feud that's been in the news lately. It finally got seen. Oh yeah, you know how much I hate getting between a pair of elder vampires like that. Especially when ancient law comes into play. It was so stressful. I wanted to defend my client to the fullest while not offending the other one. And then I have to remember to defer to the judge over this case, who happens to be one of the minor royals. And after this week, I have to do this almost every night until it's settled. Which could take a long time. And that means I won't be home until the crack of dawn. On top of that, this is the kicker. We happen to live in the contested area that's involved in the blood feud. So there's a chance that assassins could come after us. Or, because we're in the contested zone, it could be thrown out of court if the judge thinks I'm compromised or threatened. And then, it's back to square one, and who knows how long it will take or how many people will suffer. I mean, seriously, if this case doesn't get settled, how do they expect any of us to get by with a constant war escalating outside? A blood feud? Oh, goodness. Basically, these two families are arguing over who has the rights to the blood in an area, and they're killing each other over it. It's long, drawn out, confusing, and vampires are dying over it. No one likes it, and innocent people are suffering. You know what? All of that is over for today, and I don't have to set foot back into the courtroom for at least a week. One small blessing of this modern age of computers where we can do video calls and online paperwork. I should be able to do most of my work the next few nights here at home if you need anything. I might even join you for a stroll if it's not too bad out. So, how has your day been, dearest? Did your work go well? That's good to hear. Have you already eaten? Oh, thank goodness. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but you know how I feel about most human food. I want you to get good food and eat healthy, of course. I also appreciate when you season your food well, since it adds some interesting flavor to your blood, but in the end, that's completely up to you. But as you know, most human food is just... Thank you for understanding, love. I do try now and then, but it's so hard. Thank you for indulging me and eating fresh produce, too. I may not look it now, but I used to be a decent cook before I was turned. Well, okay, you got me. My specialty was crockpot casseroles. I was putting myself through law school, after all. But I got really good at throwing things together in a crockpot and making mini casseroles. Some veggies, bacon or chicken, pasta, maybe a couple eggs, and definitely lots of garlic and other seasonings. I would throw it together during lunch break, let it cook through afternoon classes. And then when I got home for dinner... Yeah, okay, not all my creations were the greatest, but they were all at least edible and healthy. And you know, it's nothing a little hot sauce couldn't fix. And I think that's what I miss most, hot sauce. It made even the strangest creations delicious. Oh yeah, hot sauce, hot pepper sauce, chili powder. It'll turn anything into an amazing dish. I know, it's probably crazy hearing that from a vampire. Especially one that sold her soul to be a lawyer of the night. But I'm serious, try it sometime. Or is avocado and mayonnaise too spicy for you, You will? You really will. In that case, I'll look online and order some things that are still around that I used to use back in my day. I can't wait until you try them. And, interestingly enough, through you, I'll be able to vicariously taste them. Benefits of being able to drink your blood now and then. Oh, someone noticed the bite marks? The old flower lady that owns the shop on the corner? I'll have to be more careful where I bite you then. I'm so sorry, love. I guess I got a bit careless. Oh, you joke that you're married to a blood-sucking lawyer? And she laughed it off? But then she got serious and mentioned she needed a lawyer. I suppose I can swing by before work and get the details from her, see if it's something I can actually help with, or at least refer her to one of my human colleagues. She is a big part of the local community, after all. We disappoint her, and we disappoint the whole neighborhood. Excuse me? She claims that werewolves have been harassing her late at night? And she looked serious? She wasn't on any medications or anything like that? Oh, I don't know if I should call animal control or... Yes, dear, I'll definitely go see her and look into it. As a lawyer of the night, I do have an obligation to all the night worlders that would retain my services. And if she is one of us, or if she's being harassed by some of us. You know what I want to do right now, though. Forget about all that and enjoy my time with you. The rest of the world can wait. Do you mind if we snuggle in a bit tighter and I get a bite to drink? I feel like I haven't had any in ages after all. Wait, what? Before work? Was it really? I don't want to impose. I'll get some from the backup supply later. Are you sure? I don't want to take too much, though. Thank you, my love. I'll just take a little nibble, and yes, I'll bite a bit lower so no one will see. Thank you. Goodness. You really are the most delicious. Flavored with so many wonderful tastes and emotions. The best of which is love. And I love you too, my dearest sweet. Thank you for being here in my unlife. You make it all worth it.